approaching the top of the hour, and you could ask me more questions about the Flex. What's it look like? How big is it? What's it cost? Is it made out of steel? Is it titanium? Is it flexible? Well, I think it'd be flexible if they're still using the name the Flex, but maybe they're calling it something else. Is it attractive? Well, who cares? You know, you put it on your back. Nobody should be able to see it. You know, all those other questions. You can ask, but I can tell you I don't know. I haven't seen it. I just know that we're getting one. That's it.
Dan?
Yes.
This is Faye.
Good morning, Faye.
I just wanted to let you know that we all so we're not going to be able to use. And
so, Faye, give out your phone number and do it slowly because you're cutting in and out.
It's 713-261-5931.
And you've got two extra tickets.
Yes.
Okay. Look at that, top of the hour according to Texas time. Sorry.
Vance, I have a couple extra tickets too. This is Elaine.
My goodness, tickets are coming out of the woodwork.
You know, I'm pretty sure my two lady, couple, they cannot go because of health challenges for him. But tell them to call me. And can I give my number?
I'm sure they're ready to write.
717-575-8495. That is my cell number.
717-575-8495, and that's Elaine, right?
Yeah, Elaine Matthews.
Got it. So that's your cell number.
Yeah, that's my.
So Elaine's got two tickets. Jerry and Faye have got two tickets. Jerry and Faye's number, again, is 713-261-5931. And then, as I said, Karen's got a ticket or tickets. So if somebody wants to go, this is not an issue, folks. And again, Nikan doesn't care. I've been to many, many, many Nikan events before and seen people walking around and looking at a striking lady in her 40s. I remember this one, and I'm going, huh, that's an interesting name. Oh my goodness. The name just left me. But she was using her sponsor's husband's ticket. And I said, so you're comfortable with being called that? And I can't, his name just left me, and I'm sorry that I can't remember. But she said, oh, it's okay. You know, free trip, free room and board, free event. I am having a great time. And she later came on and joined the business. But she was evaluating it. And the sponsor said, hey, I got this ex ticket. My husband can't go. You want to be him. Nikan doesn't care. They don't. Trust me. You're filling a seat.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Steve Crowfoot, I also might have a 50-50.
And Steve has a guest ticket, so anybody, they're a guest, they can go. So, you guys, we got a week left to do some fun shuffling, so take advantage of these things. It's one of those things that we'd rather have people in the seats than, you know, hold them for Casper and his friendly ghost, Wendy. Because
Dan?
Yes.
This is Judy in Chicago, and this is not about the convention, the conference, rather, but this is for the launch afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And we're having one in Chicago on November 10th in the Oak Brook area, and it will also be a Bojabi event, and it's posted on the Nikan calendar. So if anybody has guests that they would like to attend or downline in the Chicago area.
And that's November 3rd or November...
November 10th.
November 10th. So the Saturday, two weeks after next, so 3 weeks from today, is that right? Yeah, 3 weeks from today in the Chicagoland area. And that's the event that I included in the email that I sent out yesterday that includes the all the information. It's just, it's a point and click. It's just that one website, the Bojabi, whatever it is. I don't have it memorized. But on the flyer, I emailed it out. Okay, there we go. Am I back?
I hear you.
There
yes, we, you're back.
I know what happened. So I one more little housekeeping technical thing that I need to work through, and I haven't figured out a tactful way to do it. So anyways, yeah, you lost me there for a couple of seconds. What was the last thing I said that you heard?
They were talking about Chicago.
Chicago, okay.
That event.
The event in Chicago is also going to be the one that's taking place nationwide or North America-wide that Reed Nelson, Dennis Estes, and a slew of others. I attached that flyer to my email that I sent out yesterday. Please take advantage of that. It's a point-and-click meeting. You can do it in the comfort of your home. You can invite a few people over, and you can watch it on your screen, or you can tie it into from your computer, tie it into a TV. There's simple attachments that you can pick up at Radio Shack to make that happen. It's a fun way to do it. The best thing that you'll want to have, though, to make that happen is you want to use a landline or a hardwired computer. Wi-Fi in your home does not work as well. It seems to drop, so I'll just tell you that up front. You can do it. It does work, but if you drop off, you have to log back in real quick, which only takes a matter of, 10, 12 seconds. So you'll miss a little bit if it does get kicked off, because Wi-Fi is like that. It drops the line. And Bojabi requires a lot of cyberspace, Wi-Fi, link up, whatever. I don't know what it's called. I don't know the lingo. But that event is the next virtual expo. And they're going to basically share what took place in San Diego. But everybody will know. And by the way, if I didn't state that clearly enough, this call next Saturday morning, if you're not there in San Diego, jump on the line. Call your people in your organization. Say, hey, Vance is going to be sharing everything that's going to be introduced in San Diego, because we have a President's Club meeting the day before, and that's what they do, is they disseminate all the information to the President's Club members, and then I, in turn, give it to you guys even before the general people that attend hear it. That's just the way I do it, and I've done that for the last several years, and nobody seems to complain. And that way, if you want to find a convention buddy, you call your upline or you call somebody that you know is there, say, hey, I want to get those items. I want to get the pack. What's it cost again? Okay, yep, I want to get it. Here's my credit card number. Here's my ID. And that's all you got to give them. But again, as I said, I talked to Reed Nelson about this the other day. Neither one of us want to be spending our time filling out a bunch of order forms for people that aren't there. We just don't want to do that because we miss out on the experience. And I've done it before in the past. And I've literally, gotten carpal tunnel or writer's block filling out orders. I don't mind doing it. So if you absolutely cannot find somebody who's going to be there that you know would fill out a form for you, then call me, text me. Say, Vance, I couldn't find anybody. I definitely want to do it. I'd be happy to do it. I just don't want to open up the floodgates to do it for everybody. So, but you'll know next Saturday morning what everything is. You'll know everything that I know. How's that? Is that fair enough?
And do the personal technical issues, it may or may not be recorded, because I'll be there too.
And that's probably a good thing, Steve, because I like it when certain calls don't get recorded, because when they do get recorded, and this has happened, certain NECAN employees say, Vance, you said on your call this, this, and this. And I said, really? Yeah, I just listened to the recording. Oops. Sorry. So it's better a call like this, because I can tell you a little bit more, give you a little bit more intel, than that way, unless somebody records it and tries to hold me hostage or hold me accountable. But come on, folks. We're talking about introducing new solutions to people. So whether somebody finds out, in San Diego at 10:30 a.m. or they find out on my call live at 7 a.m., who cares, right? That's my philosophy. The information is going to leak out there. All I did today is tell you that I know for sure, emphatically, 100%, that we're getting a new Flex. Don't know if it's going to be called a Flex. Don't know if it's going to be called a back Wango solution. I don't have any idea. I don't know that. But I do know that the Flex set, as we've known it, that we've enjoyed for the last, oh my goodness, what, 17, 18 years or so? Mm-hmm. I'd have to ask somebody who's been in as long as I have when the flex, when the promo pads were introduced. Or they may have been introduced, we may have had them when I started. I can't remember. I do know that they were made in Germany, and they had a concentric circle pattern. And technology has changed. This is not your grandparents' Cadillac anymore. This is a totally new system.
Lance?
Yes.
Hi there, this is Linda from Lakewood.
Good morning, Linda from Lakewood.
Hi there. I was wondering if I could add another number to the list of people that have a spare ticket, because my co-applicant will not be able to attend with me.
Go ahead, Linda, and I'm gonna write yours down as well, just in case, and so that way
it's got it.
Says, hey, I didn't get that number. What is it? So, Linda?
Linda from Lakewood. Here we go. 253-310-8079.
And you've got two tickets, Linda?
I just have a one.
You just have a single. So, Linda from Lakewood has got one ticket. Remember again,
253-310-8079.
253-310-8079.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
So there's plenty of tickets out there. If you know people on the West Coast, you want to sneak them in. Anywhere close to, excuse me, San Diego, this would be a way to make that happen. So,
Lance?
Yes.
This is Judy again. The event that we're having in Chicago on the 10th, We will have Ihor Lenko there, Judy Boger will be there, Marianne Fiuccello. So we have two Royal Diamonds of Platinum, plus we will have Olga Zamudio will be attending also.
How do you pronounce Olga's last name?
Zamudio.
Zamudio?
No, it starts with a Z, so it's Zamudio.
Zamudio.
She's the director of sales for the...
Oh, no, yeah, I know who she is. I just didn't know how to pronounce her last name, so I was never even attempting. So I was hoping that someone else would, and you did it for me, so thank you.
So it's going to be an amazing event because we'll have all those in-person speakers plus the Bojabi.
Okay.
So if you have somebody in the Chicago area or that can get there from, you know, too, it's just going to be an amazing event.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the beauty about these. Either you come together with a gathering of people that are going to be experiencing it live as it's going, with people like Judy Boger, who you heard a few months ago on the call, Ihor Lenko, Olga. These are just powerhouse people. So if you're anywhere near Chicago and you want to make that commute, then tap into there. And then if you can't make it to an event of that nature, I know there's one going on in Seattle the weekend prior. But the beautiful thing about utilizing these live virtual events is you can tap into them from the comfort of your home. And as the flyer mentioned last time, when they first did this, the one in July, 255 sites had tapped into it. Now, it was not all 255 individual people. There were every single Nikken marketing unit, with the exception of Australia, was tapped into that event. And that's the beauty about the Internet. So this is the 21st century, and that's where things are going. And so let's take advantage of it and, you know, get as many people exposed to it as possible. And you're talking an hour and a half of their time. And it's really, really exciting stuff. So any other announcements, questions, comments? It's a quarter past the hour. We've been on the line for quite some time. I don't want to keep everybody unless you want to be kept.
Vance, I do have a quick comment.
Yeah.
Linda again.
Go ahead.
The wonderful time that we had last year in Anaheim, I'm wondering if we could perhaps do that again at the end of our summit, to have a prayer time, maybe that Monday, I don't know, whatever day we did it after the event was over.
Sunday morning.
Out there.
Sunday
yeah, there
morning.
We go. Sunday morning. There we go. That makes sense.
Yeah,
first
for those
out there.
For those who want that, want to join a crazy group of cross-faith-filled people. I don't know how to describe us, but there's every Monday morning you'd be surprised how many different denominations and religions come together at 7 a.m. to join Dr. John Jackson on the what we call the Nikken Prayer Call. It's an amazing, wonderful, fun group. of people. But next Sunday in San Diego, it'll be loosely organized. I don't have a time yet. That's up to people, and we'll get the word out. But it'll definitely be happening. Usually, last time we just met in the lobby of the hotel.
You did. It was awesome.
That was really, really freaky for people walking by because, Lord forbid, that grown adults would in public stand and gather and then pray out loud. Oh my goodness gracious! Could we have such a thing? Yep, it's called freedom of speech, people. If folks can burn an American flag and demonstrate their rights, then we definitely can gather and pray.
Amen.
So I'm not preaching at you. I'm just telling you how it is. People pray all the time. It's okay. In public, too. Anyway, so that'll definitely happen, Linda. So just...
looking forward to it. I'll see you there.
Just connect with somebody, and we'll come up with it. Someone will come up with a location, and we'll pass the word around. But... And again, let me make one final announcement that I didn't make earlier. The Focus on Growth has their set up in the Marina Forum on Friday all day. If you don't want to try and squeeze that into the Saturday schedule, on Friday when you get there, make your way down to, again, the Marina 4, Roman numeral 4. That's where I will be along with my parents. Just hanging out there because it's the most conducive way, and we really, really like Dennis and Nancy Bryant. And also one other note that if you've never had a bone density scan, I should announce this sooner, but if you've never had a bone density scan done, Dr. Ken Howiak will be there doing bone density scans for $20 is all it costs, and it's his most accurate reading you can possibly get to tell you what your bone density is and then what you can do to improve it, what you can utilize as far as Niken's bone trio, what you can do to change what you put in your mouth, what you eat, all the things, what you drink. He can tell you exactly, and it's a $20 consultation. The same test, if you go get it scheduled through your doctor in a referral, is going to run you anywhere from $1,200 to $1,800. And then do a full body density scan where you got to get in the machine. Anyway, all you got to do is take your shoe and sock off. And it's a wonderful experience if you've never done it. And Ken is an amazing, amazing guy. So he'll be doing those as well. But that's in the Marina 4 room. I look forward to meeting as many people as we can on Friday. That's my goal, just to be hanging out and visiting with folks and then to launch into the whole weekend. So if there's nothing else, have a great rest of the weekend, gang. And I look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning or being with you in person in San Diego. And I will bid you all farewell. So, thanks again, everyone. Thanks again to Elaine for a great story. And we'll talk to you guys next Saturday morning, if not before. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Welcome.